USA Radio News.
President Trump's campaign organization today filed arbitration against friend-turned-enemy Omarosa Manigault, claiming that she broke a 2016 non-disclosure agreement by disparaging the president in her new book. Today, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says Omarosa never expressed any concern about the president or what the president said while working at the White House.
She worked here for a year and didn't have any of these things to say. In fact, everything she said was quite the opposite, and not just the year that she worked here, but the time that she spent on the campaign trail. And I think it's really sad what she's doing at this point.
Attorneys today for Paul Manafort rested their case without presenting any evidence or witnesses to combat the prosecutor's accusations that the one-time Trump campaign manager committed bank and tax fraud. A new study came out and said e-cigarettes may be more harmful to your health than previously thought. This is USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Plus special financing only for a limited time. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
A terror investigation is underway after an attack near the British Parliament. A man in his 20s was arrested, and we're hearing he is not cooperating with the police. Michael Balboni is a former New York Homeland Security advisor. He says it seems more and more like ISIS is going towards these sorts of attacks.
The attacks are continuing, but they are decreasing in their level of sophistication.
All four West Virginia State Senate Supreme Court judges are being impeached. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
They're being impeached amid charges of abusing their authority. It's alleged the judges failed to control expenses and went as far as to give the green light to over $1 million in renovations for their individual offices. The state's House of Delegates voting to impeach all four of them late Monday night. They now face an impeachment trial before the state Senate in order to be formally removed. Republican Governor Jim Justice will appoint new justices to replace those who are officially impeached.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
In the aftermath of his firing, former FBI agent Peter Strzok is claiming his forced departure from the agency is purely political, and his lawyer argues the termination came as a surprise. House Oversight Committee Chairman Trey Gowdy says it shouldn't have been a surprise to anyone, including Strzok.
Peter Strzok didn't need any help at all demonizing himself. He had that fully covered. This is exactly what they said about Andy McCabe. Remember, some of my Democrat colleagues were going to hire Andy McCabe so he could finish out his time at the Bureau. I don't know if you remember that. I can't forget it. Peter Strzok, of course, his lawyer says that it was a railroad job. His only other option is to say, you know what? My client prejudged two major investigations. He made up his mind that Hillary Clinton was innocent before he interviewed her. He made up his mind that Donald Trump should be impeached before he bothered to interview him. And oh, by the way, he did a lot of this on the government phone, and he violated other FBI policy.
One of the ways we are also fighting the opioid epidemic is by stopping shipments of drugs coming in from overseas. Now, earlier this summer, the House of Representatives approves a measure to overhaul the international mailing system. Ryan Spradden is an agent with HSI. He explains just how big of a deal it is shipping drugs via the USPS.
We've seen a lot of activity with, you know, criminal organizations, transnational in scope, that, again, they recognize that they can make a lot of money with opioids, with fentanyl.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.